We look back at the weekend that was, Nick and I, see who stood out. Folks, it's a little segment we like to call Light 'Em Up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display! I can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
You know, I got to say, I was at the Blazers-Timberwolves game on Saturday, and Lillard did hit a big three late. It was a big moment in the game, but it didn't quite feel like that three that he hit against Houston.
Oh, you mean a series-ending three in April is not the same thing as a clutch shot in December?
Yeah, I would put the series-winning three level like probably around like a 9.5, and then the three last night in mid-December is really like, you know, 7.5. It's right there. It's big, but, you know, not as big. It's really, but it's close, you know?
Right.
We're going to do Light 'Em Up here. It's brought to you by Hop Valley's Bubble Stash IPA. Hop Valley's Bubble Stash IPA is the most innovative beer to date and the perfect choice for the big game. Why is it so innovative? Well, it's made with concentrated Mosaic brand cryo hops, and cryo hops are made by freezing hop flowers to sub-zero temperatures, and then they collect the concentrated hop resin that's left behind, and what you get is a smoother, brighter beer with amplified flavors and aromas, and that usual bitterness of hops that you get in an IPA is reduced, which makes it a refreshingly different IPA type of experience. It's described as fruity, smooth, clean floral with a dank resin fragrance from those cryo hops. And Bubble Stash doesn't have all of the bite or lingering bitterness that you get with IPAs and has aroma notes of tangerine, blueberry, and mango. It won a gold medal at the 2018 Craft Beer Awards in Bend. And, of course, Hop Valley is homegrown, brewed, and canned right here in the Eugene Whitaker neighborhood. Available on tap and in 12-ounce cans throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond. That's Bubble Stash IPA from Hop Valley. It's a really good beer, if I don't say so myself. So Light 'Em Up, Steve and I bring up our nominees from Who Lit It Up this weekend. And Steve, I believe you go first here.
Oh, I am a leadoff guy. I'm going to start with Amari Cooper. The guy donned the star, and man, he is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, each year after the NFL draft, we each pick three players we think is going to have a really good NFL career, regardless of where they were selected. In January 2015, I chose Cooper.
A little on the
personal side, I was lucky enough to be in the Big Apple because he was in the class with Marcus Mariota and Melvin Gordon. And I got to chat with him a little bit. He seemed like just a solid young guy. And his first two seasons were legit. Then injuries and something else really limited his productivity last year. Certainly there was a case of the dropsies. He was like a second baseman who couldn't throw to first, or a golfer who stopped hitting three-footers, a little yippy. Then he arrives in Dallas via trade, and he's like Costanza eating the mango. I'm back, baby! 40 catches over his six games, capped off yesterday against Philly. 10 catches, 217 yards, three touchdowns, including the OT winner off a deflection. Man alive, Amari Cooper is lit.
It's lit!
My first one goes to George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers, who play in Santa Clara. He lit it up yesterday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott! Cause it's lit.
The former Iowa Hawkeye is in only his second year in the NFL after being a fifth-round pick last year. He became the first 49er tight end to ever have a 1,000-yard receiving season. He hit that 1,000-yard mark thanks to an incredible game against the Broncos, where Kittle had seven receptions for 210 yards. He had three catches of those seven, go for 31, 52, and a lone touchdown for an 85-yard touchdown reception that put the Niners up 14-0 in the second half. Now, I say it was a good good game, but really it was, that was all in the first half. He had an 18-yard reception on the final drive of the second quarter, and then you only see Kittle in the game log being called for a false start in the third, and then targeted one more time also in the third quarter, which he dropped. And the 210 yards was the second most ever in a single game by a tight end, and Kittle, in theory, was on pace for 420 yards had he kept things up in the second half, but nonetheless, George Kittle lit it up.
It's lit!
Next up, Tennessee men's basketball. Yeah, they're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
The then number 7 Vols knocked off the then number 1 Gonzaga Bulldogs in Phoenix. It was one of the weekend's best games, 76-73. They're now ranked 3rd in the AP poll, and only once have they ever been ranked higher, 11 years ago under Bruce Pearl. They hit number 1 before a road loss at Kentucky. They won 26 games, made the dance last year, season 3 under former Texas coach Rick Barnes, and now they've started the season 7-1, the only loss to number 1 Kansas. That was in overtime at the NIT preseason classic. That 1-2 punch, Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, as back in yesterday, Schofield was just a monster. Hit 12 of 22 from the field. Williams, an all-around beast with 16 points, 12 rebounds, 7 dimes. They got another really big out-of-conference game Saturday at Memphis. This team has many big March run elements. The Vols of UT are lit.
It's lit!
Next up, I've got the Miami Dolphins, the Pittsburgh Steelers, very briefly, and hook and ladder throws in general lit it up on Sunday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
All season long, the new hot thing in the NFL was using players in motion and misdirection like the Rams use with their trio of wide receivers. The Bears do it a lot to a lesser extent, and offensive coordinators all around the league to their own are doing it on their own, but to a lot lower level of success. But I am now predicting that hook and ladder plays are going to light the league on fire within the next 2 weeks. And normally these plays are used like how the Dolphins do it. You throw it to a sure-fired wide receiver who's underneath the safeties. They pitch it to a faster guy. Gets it to an even faster guy running down the field. That's how the Dolphins scored in that final play of the game against the Patriots. The Steelers did it when they were down 3 with 15 seconds to go against the Raiders when Mike Super Bowl milker Tomlin called up the hook and ladder for a 48-yard gain, and it was incredibly called, but it was thwarted by the fact that Oakland plays on, you know, fake grass, and it took out Chris Boswell on the game-tying field goal attempt. But nonetheless, the hook and ladder play was the key. It's the future of the NFL. No one ever expects it to happen, but it's going to light up the NFL even more.
It's lit!
All right, and lastly, Pat Mahomes is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, KC beat the Ravens yesterday, but make no mistake, that's a really good Baltimore defense. But their coordinator, Donnie Wink Martindale, designed an outstanding game plan. They attacked. They laid wood to Mahomes all day. Seriously, the stat sheet says he got 15 hits, 5 alone by Matt Judon, their 265-pound defensive end. That kid hung in there, led a 75-yard game-trying drive in the final 4 minutes. Man, he and Tyreek Hill saved the day on 4th and 9, and the game-winning play was on 4th down. By the numbers, 35 of 53, 377. They right now remain the one seed, clinch themselves a playoff berth. The Chiefs, led by the MVP-in-waiting Pat Mahomes, lit.
It's lit!
Last one, Atlanta United lit it up in the MLS Cup on Saturday.
It's lit!
Atlanta's only in their second year of existence, and they've gone 2-for-2 making the playoffs. And in 2017, the Five Stripes lost to Columbus in the first round, but the sophomore season was even better for Atlanta. 2 points away from winning the Supporter Shield. It's like the President's Cup in the NHL, just goes to the team with the most points. They were the number 2 seed in the East. They took down New York City Football Club, winning the second leg 3-0. They beat the Red Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then at home in front of 70,000 people, just dominated the Timbers, winning 2-0. Incredible defending in that game, never really allowing Portland to get into the attacking end of the field. And in attack, they found the perfect ball to play to their top scorer, Joseph Martinez, to get into the box, turned long range shots into corners for even more attacking time. Second year in the league, one MLS title, one true winning performance that lit it up.
It's lit!
All right, that would be in the business something known as a wrap. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we've got one quickie segment before we get you ready for Monday Night Football and the Seahawks and the Vikings right here. I'll be back with an abbreviated 5 o'clock hour for us on 95.3 The Score.
Craving great beer? Pick up some Hop Valley. Always original, always tasty, and just a little quirky. From the tangy excitement of Citrus Mistress IPA to the smooth innovation of Bubble Stash IPA, Hop Valley brews award-winning craft beer packed with captivating personality and irresistible charisma, just like you. Look for Hop Valley beer at your neighborhood grocery store or convenience market and on tap at your favorite watering hole. Hop Valley, refreshingly different.